This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning, we're speaking with George Borrello about what happened in Collins yesterday and his read of the situation. George, thanks for being on with us this morning. You represent that area that the Collins Correctional Facility falls under. What have you learned about the situation there over the past 48 hours or so?
Well, I think things are still in flux there, but from what I can understand, this is obviously some kind of a takeover. I can't call it a riot, but this is a situation where, thanks to the pro-criminal policies of Kathy Hochul and her Democrat colleagues, has emboldened situations like this, where inmates feel emboldened to literally cause violent acts and to do something like this. My understanding is the injuries are minor, but there are injuries, and right now they are working to stabilize the situation. But with this chronic understaffing and the way that there have been, essentially the governor and Democrats have put these folks in violent situations intentionally, in my opinion, I hope that this is resolved quickly and there aren't any further injuries.
Why are we in this situation? It almost sounds like the rights of inmates is taking precedence over the rights of corrections officers.
That's exactly what it is, Susan. That's the problem. Governor Hochul and my Democrat colleagues have chosen politics over public safety. Imagine if a private sector employer was doing what New York State government is doing it to their employees. Forced overtime, sometimes triples, working 24 hours straight, intentionally put them in dangerous situations without the proper tools. Things like the HALT Act, which takes away any ability to deal with violent inmates who have committed acts of violence. It is absolutely atrocious. In my opinion, the governor is criminally negligent in what is going on right now.
So what will change or needs to change? And it kind of reminds me of a similar situation we were talking about with hospitals not that long ago. Nurses were on strike, complaining about staffing shortages and looking toward the state to make things a little bit better. At the end of the day, though, if there's not a lot of people lining up to be a corrections officer, there's only so much that the state can do. And if staffing is at the bottom of this, how do you rectify that situation?
Well, you don't cut it even further. And that's what Governor Hochul and the commissioner of the corrections has proposed just yesterday, a 30% cut. We already cannot fill positions. You already have, as I said, forced overtime, and they're going to make the situation worse. I think the governor is trying to pretend like instead of being unable to hire a safe amount of staff to work in prisons, that she's cutting it to make it look like this was intentional, which is really ignorant. And again, it's politics for show instead of public safety. So I don't know where this is going to go, but here's what I do know. My Democrat colleagues bow to the most radical elements in the Democrat Party, and they are bowing to the wishes of these New York City-based prison abolitionist groups, people that truly believe that no one should be in prison ever for anything. Not murderers, not rapists, not pedophiles. And I'm not exaggerating. They think that there are alternatives to incarceration. And the rhetoric that they are spewing, including the governor, is that these folks in prison, they aren't criminals that have committed violent acts against the people of New York State. They are political prisoners. They're victims of circumstance. That emboldens them to take actions like this. It has to end. The narrative has to change, and the governor needs to stand up and be a true leader and protect the people that we employ.
I'm just wondering how closely Albany is paying attention. You call this a takeover, yet we've heard nothing, no statement from the governor.
That's because it's a cover as well as a takeover. Look, I would strongly encourage her to put on a uniform and go work in a max unit in a prison if she wants to find out what it's really like to work for Governor Kathy Hochul in a New York State prison.
How much attention is placed on this issue, if any, in Albany?
Very little, because at the end of the day, the people that show up in Albany to protest are the ones that support the criminals, not the people that work in our prisons. These are not nice people, folks. I've been in these prisons. These are people that do horrible things in prison. Okay, you've got all these situations with contraband that, again, is coming through because of the lax security. My Democrat colleagues passed a law to have body scanners installed in prisons. And then they said the body scanners don't apply to the people that are coming to visit the inmates, which is where the contraband is coming from. I mean, it's outrageous. They want employees. They want corrections officers, people who teach in our prisons, healthcare providers in our prisons, to walk through a body scanner, but not someone who's coming to visit a criminal in prison.
George, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.